You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis. I'm the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers, ready and well equipped to deploy automated systems in your business the right way. And in this episode, I want to discuss the levels of success and how to properly prepare for them. Okay, I find entrepreneurs, they tend to get ahead of themselves, especially when they're focusing on building the online presence for their business. They tend to get ahead of themselves with worrying about the right thing at the wrong time. Okay, and majoring in the minor things early. And in this episode, what you're going to discover is how to tame those worries and focus them on what really matters. All right. So before we jump into it, if you're new to the podcast, make sure you subscribe and share. Listen to this episode in its entirety. And when you're done, please leave a 5-star rating and review. If you have been listening to the podcast and you have not subscribed or left a 5-star rating and review, please do so. The All Systems Go podcast is available in all major podcasting outlets or wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we are on YouTube. So remember, please leave your 5-star rating and review. It helps us get the word out and validate us as the bona fide industry leading podcast that we are, as New Me Number 3 has done. Left a 5-star rating and review. So thank you for it. It's called One Stop Shop for Everything Automation. I'm so happy this podcast is finally here. ! How many questions do we hear business owners have regarding automation with little to no response or help? Well, that all stops here with Chris! I've truly watched him build a business from ground up. And let me tell you, marketing automation is like second nature to this guy, a guy with integrity, knowledge and work ethic strong enough to know his stuff and get the job done. I can't wait to see what knowledge he will bring. Finally. Wow. New Me 3. I wish I knew your name. Thank you, man. That was actually, that was a bit for me to read through. It just, I'm happy and I'm thankful that my experience and my explanation of that experience and my heart to share is truly being acknowledged and valued. So thank you so much for that 5-star rating and review. And thank you all in advance for the 5-star ratings and reviews that you will leave that I'll be able to read on future episodes. So getting into the topic today, let's tame our focus for faster success. All right. So this, we'll start off by saying stop. Don't put the horse before the cart. Okay. And that's an idiom that suggests something is done out of order or contrary to traditional expectation. And what happens is it happens frequently when building your business's online presence, because the source here it is. The source that I've seen is it comes from people being able to see other people's quote unquote finished product and not understanding the process. And I put finished in air quotes because, as I alluded in the previous episode, there's a lot of people faking it. There's a lot of, it may look good, but you don't know if it's working good. Right? So some people look good and are really good at producing subpar results, but they got the look down, right? You've seen these people in person, dressed to impress. They got the appearance, everything. The hair is just right. hair on their face or not, if it's a female, their position, posture, just every man, they are playing the part. And then you go talk to them and they're shallow as a puddle. Right there. You can't hold a 5-minute conversation with them. Right. But they look good. Right. That's how a lot of these websites are. And that's how, honestly, a lot of these influencers are. And when you don't understand the process, your expectation becomes false. And the difference between our expectation and reality is called frustration. Okay. When the two don't match up in the negative sense, right? Your expectations are higher than reality. Then that's where frustration is birthed. And the greater distance between expectation and reality, the greater the frustration. The greater the frustration, the higher the probability of quitting. Okay? That's the dynamic that's at play. Many of you are frustrated. You are so excited. You say, hey, Chris, I did what you said in the previous episode. I got community. I committed and I'm acting confidently. But now what's the second layer? You may just be doing it out of order. You're getting ahead of yourself. There's an order to everything, right? And the importance of this episode is to talk through that order and process in which you should be focusing on certain things. Because focusing only on what matters in the current state that's what's critical to building your longevity. When I was a corporate engineer, I had a security clearance and they said, you know, you're on a need to know basis. So if you don't need to know it, don't ask, because we're not going to tell you. You don't have clearance for that type of information. So when you need to know it, we'll let you know. And that's how you need to treat yourself in business. You need to tell yourself, self, you don't need to know that right now. Self, you don't need to be focusing on that right now. Right? So many of you don't know what you should be focusing on, so you can't say that to yourself. So that's what we're going to cover in this episode. And what I'm really doing is going off of the 3 building blocks of success that I covered in my masterclass. You can attend that masterclass for free, no charge, automationbridge.com/masterclass. And the 3 building blocks were start, stabilize, and scale. Okay, so I'm going to go through each one of those, and there's a visual and everything in the masterclass. So I'm not going to go in that depth here. But what I'm going to do is help you understand what you should be focusing on each level to prevent your cart from tripping your horse. Okay, because you can be frustrated if you're doing it or if your marketer is doing it. That's pretty much where your frustration is probably coming from. Right? You're like, why does it never work? Why every time we do something, there's all of these checkboxes we have to go back and, you know, we send it to the wrong segment. Look at those. Why is that opt-in over here? Or, you know, it's always damage control. This is the sign. This is the key sign. You're getting ahead of yourself. And for those of you starting out in business, this is detrimental. Oh my goodness. This could be devastating. Focusing on the wrong thing at the wrong time. Now, let me add a disclaimer here. You all know it's impossible for me to give you every case and speak to every business. So this is strictly a foundational framework to at least get you in the ballpark of what you should be thinking about and what you shouldn't. Right? Because every business is different and every business owner is different. You all have different skill sets. I was heavier on the tech side, so I did focus on tech earlier. If you asked me to do it again, I would have focused on tech later. It's just the honest truth. So I'm giving you an ideal. We all know business is not ideal. Business is dynamic. Sometimes you got to bounce around, skip a step, but at least know what step you're skipping. Right? Okay. So let's start with the first block or the first building block. I'll call them levels from here on out. I'm using building blocks just to give you a connection to the masterclass, but I want to talk in levels here. So the first level is start. Okay. This is establishing your identity in the marketplace, right? This is where you're introducing your offer to the marketplace. You're just getting started. It doesn't matter if you're experienced or not. This is a new offer. Maybe you could leverage your experience right? Leverage the credibility of previous brands that you've built. But ideally, when you're starting out, you're introducing the marketplace to the marketplace something new, which is your brand and your identity. I mean, your identity and your product, right? So what should you be focusing on? Understanding your audience. Know who you're trying to sell to. Know who you're delivering value to. Clarify and communicating your product and idea to your audience is what you should be focusing on. This is establishing product market fit, and you need it as soon as possible. Market research. Who are the competitors? What are the trends? Historically, what is the data on this industry? How do people move? What does a sales cycle look like? Right? Market the competitors again. Who are the key players? Who are the wannabe players? Who are the up and coming players? What do they offer? Why is it important? How are people responding to it? Market research, your messaging, right? I mentioned this in one of the podcasts, but you realize you can practice messaging just in everyday conversation, right? You can strike up a conversation and talk about an idea, see how people respond to it. For a long time, when I was using technology, the term technology, I use technology to automate businesses, right? They would think of IT. Oh, yeah, I've got an IT buddy. I'm like, what in the world? How did you get IT out of what I just said? But technology was an anchor to IT for them. So when I started to use the word software, it broke that and they started to hear differently. I didn't need a website for that. That was casual conversation, right? In the beginning, you need to be mindful of thinking about the team required. Don't wait till later. Think now, like understand that you're not going to be operating it by yourself up front. It's one of the things I wish I would have done a lot earlier. Okay. Foundational administrative tasks like setting up your email, filing your business, domain name purchasing. Right. These are all the things when you're just getting started and they're working concurrently. Right. You're understanding your audience, clarifying and communicating your product, getting feedback, making sure when you email people, it's a branded email, not a Gmail or Yahoo. Listen, some people operate their business from Gmails and Yahoos and Hotmail accounts and all of that. I don't. I think that there's a certain level of respect that comes when you see somebody says their email address says their name at their domain.com. I do. And I honestly respect you on a different level. Okay. More than anything, you're focusing on executing your process with the least amount of technology. When you're starting out, please don't let technology overcomplicate it. Many of you have fallen into this bucket. Okay. First thing you're looking at is a free tool. What? You have to be focusing on your process, right? Technology will be involved, the minimal, but you need to be really hyper-focused on the process and be willing to do it manually, right? Lead generation. You need leads to validate your product market fit. How are people responding? If you can't generate leads, you can't sell. Just think about that, okay? If you cannot generate leads, there's nobody to sell to. Who are you going to sell your product to? Do you truly think you're about to post online that you just launched your product at a discount price and expect those beyond friends and family to buy? You need leads, and you need leads beyond friends and family. Start with friends and family, most definitely. It'll give you some momentum. It'll give you a boost, right? But for lead generation, you just need a simple landing page, right? Simple landing page and an autoresponder. That's it. That's the amount of technology I would recommend. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay. That's it. You need to be focusing on coaching and mentoring. I've always participated in some level of coaching and mentoring, whether it was bootstrapping or paying for it out the profits of my business. I've never been without coaching and mentoring ever. I don't understand the mindset that would think that you can't. Every great person, every great athlete, every great actor, every great entertainer has had a coach. Singers have voice coaches, right? Actors have acting coaches. There are people that, oh, that wasn't emotive enough. Dig deep. Get mad. Here, let me punch you in the stomach. Did it hurt? Be angry. Take all that anger and put it into the scene. Everybody has to be coached by somebody or mentored. Okay? And at this phase, you're focusing on mostly do-it-yourself solutions. Why? Not because, you know, you need to be in the weeds, but you need to be in the weeds to understand the process. So this goes hand in hand with focusing on the process. Okay, so technology will throw all of this off. It will. You'll jump over market research. You won't focus on your messaging. You won't be taking advantage of your everyday conversations that you're having. And understand that that could be used for market research. You get what I'm saying? You just easily overlook and bypass all of that stuff. And it's valuable. One would say, oh, that's boring. I want to announce on social media. This is my business. Look at these business cards. This and that. Listen, if getting business cards gives you motivation and confidence and all of those things, go ahead and do it. But that's about it. That's the only piece I'm willing to bend on, because at this point, you don't have anything. Can I say that without you being offended? When you're just getting started, you start with nothing. Your business is nothing. It's validated through lead generation and selling to those leads. It is. That's what business is. That's what commerce is, the exchanging of goods monetarily. If you can't do that, you're not in business. You're a hobbyist. And if that's the case, none of this is really matters. You could do whatever you want as a hobbyist. Okay. So those are some things you should be focused on. So if you, let me not get ahead of myself. All right. So what should you not be focusing on? All right. Listen to me and listen to me good. A logo. All right. Did you hear me correct? Yes, you did. A logo is the last thing you need to be focused on getting started. It was funny when I was at Lead Pages, Clay would just, we would coach, you know, we had these coaching calls, and every time somebody would get hung up on a logo that couldn't generate leads, he was like, oh my gosh, he would literally go into Google Doc. What's your name of your business? He would type the name of their business and change the font and say, here you go. Just made you a logo. Turn it into whatever color you want and put that on your website. Like, and don't think any more about it. And I used to laugh all the time. But it's just a distraction at this stage. You don't have anything. And what you have to be mindful of is when you're just getting started, you're looking for reasons not to do the hard stuff. And a logo is one of them because it's visual. It gives you the appearance that you're something that you may not be already, right? Along with a full website. You do not need to be focusing on building out a full website because you don't know what to put on it. You don't know how people will use it, and you haven't validated people really want it. Okay. Branding doesn't matter when you're first getting started. I know that I've got some branding coaches that are listening. They're like, branding is everything. You need to get clear as immediate as possible. Well, that's why I said focus on messaging, right? But when I say branding, I'm talking about colors, color schemes, and, you know, like I said, logo and all of this print. Excuse me. You don't need it because you're not talking to anybody. You haven't generated leads, and those leads have not converted yet. So your brand, as you engage, is going to develop through that engagement and profitability. So you just don't need to focus on it yet. Not saying it's not important. It's just not important right now. And that's what you need. You need to learn the language of right now. Tell yourself, ooh, that is important. Just not right now. It's a discipline and it's ongoing. You're always going to be tempted to get ahead of yourself. All right. Technology and tools, don't focus on it. I just told you, you need a landing page and an autoresponder. That's it. Do not overcomplicate this thing. Okay. And if you follow the Marketing Layer podcast, you can get a domain, map that domain to your landing page software, and boom, you got unlimited landing pages when you only need one. You just need one page to send people to singular call to action, capture leads, right? Copyrights, trademarks, patents. What? Why would you be thinking about that? I made this mistake. So don't get it twisted. I'm not pointing the finger at you like shaking my head. I'm really pointing the finger at myself in the past and anybody else who's doing it now. That was the first. You get an idea. The idea is so mind. It's like revelatory. I was going to say revolutionary, but it's like a huge revelation. It's like, oh my God, this is great. I need to protect this. Protect what? You haven't done anything. You literally have to have something to copyright and trademark, and you need money, which you don't have and you don't need to waste because you don't have anything yet. Funnels. Why? Let me calm down. Why, when you're just getting started, are you thinking about funnels? All you need to do is to be generating leads. Why do you got programs? Hey, import this funnel, easily import this template, the whole funnel for how this thing works. Why? You're just going to get lost and you're going to end up copying somebody else's process that does not translate to your audience. Okay. Pricing. Believe it or not, you don't need to be focused on pricing when you're just getting started because you're just generating leads right now. You're just testing. Do I got product market fit? You can always figure pricing out. I think if you focus on pricing too early, you're going to default to pricing too low. So it's funny, whenever somebody who's getting started out asks me what should they charge, I immediately say $1,500 because I know you're scared. Starting out, you're scared to charge $1,500. And what it's going to do is it's going to force you to either think, oh my gosh, why would I not? I need to go research other people in my industry, what they're charging. Guess what it just forced you to do? Market research. Which you should be focused on. Right. And many of you who have engaged with me like that, know I'll purposely throw out an uncomfortably high number, hoping that you embrace it. But you don't need to focus on it. Just set the price and go. Right. Done for you solutions. You better not. Listen, if I could slap your hand, not, you know, just like in the little kid, get your hand out the cookie jar way. You better not. Do you hear me? You better not search for a done for you solution off thinking that you're just going to delegate. That's not delegation. That's just dumping. Thinking that you're just going to dump all the work that's required to start a business off on some agency or somebody else to do it for you. Get out of here. Stop it. Shame on you. Time out. Yep. You're in timeout right now. If you're doing that, if you're trying to actively do that right now, getting started, you don't want to be in business. You want a handout. You want it to be built for you. Stop it. Done for you solutions is off the table when you're just getting started because you don't know any. You need to know your processes, because if you don't know them, when it does come time to hire done for you, you won't be able to manage it, engage it accurately. And let me give you an example. I did not. I did done for you for my house. There are certain areas in my life where I break these rules. And the problem was I didn't educate myself on the process when they fixed my siding. So now that I'm more educated on it, I went and looked at the job that they did, and they did a really poor job. But, you know, shame on me, because I did the done for you approach and I didn't have anybody to really show. I didn't reach out to anybody to really help me validate if what they did was accurate, because you don't know how to do that if you've never done it. So done for you solutions off the table, and you should be focusing on organic traffic. I didn't say that because you should not be focusing on paid advertising. Okay. Off the table. So what did I just say? Guess what? How to run Facebook ads. Don't even think about it. Do not think about it right now. You're just getting started. Stop it. Okay. Doing all this is just going to kill your momentum, and it's practically impossible to do any of these things effectively when you're just getting started. You'll waste time, money, you know, you'll be exhausted before you even get out the gate. I'm talking about a different racehorse now. I'm talking about a racehorse now. Okay. We've got a horse theme going on, right? But you can't afford. You're too young in the business to be able to make these mistakes. Okay. So that's what you need to be focusing on. So I know that's a lot. So perhaps you may need to rewind this, take your notes and save yourself or somebody else. Right. The second level is stabilize. This is where you've earned the right to do more. Beforehand, you haven't earned the right. You don't have anything. But now your business is generating enough revenue to cover the extra resources you are not able to focus on and handle in the start phase. Okay. So you've got some cash and now it's not time to just start saying, oh, I can do it myself. Keep making money my way. No. This is an opportunity to take the processes that you have working and make them more efficient with the right technology and the right people. Okay. You can start preparing to take off some of the hats you're wearing. In the startup phase, you got all the hats on, right? Now you can start preparing to take them off. Note, I did not say take them off. You can prepare. And if you can take it off, do so. But you're just preparing because this is a delicate balance because you don't want to increase your spending to where your business is no longer stable. So that's why in the start phase, it's really critical to understand your processes, because that's going to position you to be able to take some of these hats off and hand them off effectively. Right. So what should you be focusing on in the stabilize level at this stage of the game? It's simple. Team and technology. Right. You have to commit to the reality earlier, like I told you in the startup phase, that you cannot do it alone. Well, right now it's real. Because you need to start preparing for your team. How do you do that? Document your processes because they're profitable now. So once a process is profitable, it earns the right. It earns the right to be documented. Okay. You're also looking for experts in their respective areas to give you a boost. This is a one-time execution to get things in place, right? So example is, for me, I hired a branding expert right when I was leaving stability, going to the next level. And what they did is they came in and gave me a total brand audit, colors, website design, all of those things, right? So that was in-person pictures. I also hired a graphic designer to do my branding online. Right. So I got my color schemes, you know, whether it's a dark feel, light feel, what emotion do I want to exude, you know, when you come to the site. Those were one time executions just to get things in place. So that's what I'm saying. Right around stabilize. When you're in the stabilize stage, that's what you're looking for. And perhaps freelancers for ongoing and continuous work. If you've identified that there are some ongoing things that you just need to get off your plate, then yes, use freelancers for that, right? But again, you can start focusing on branding in terms of keep your logo simple, but colors, positioning, right? How are you positioned in the market? You're still testing. Like at this phase, you're still testing because nothing's concrete yet. Okay. Since you have limited eyes, you're stabilized. That doesn't mean you've got maximum exposure to your brand. So you've got an opportunity to prepare your brand for that maximum exposure. All right. And you also need to focus on a term that I created called tech mating. Okay. Tech mating is matching the right technology with your profitable processes. Okay. Note, profitable. If you're matching technology with just regular processes, you're just testing. Okay. Tech mating is matching the right technology with profitable processes. All right. Guess what you're still focusing on? Mentoring and coaching. In fact, you may be using the revenue that you're generating in this stabilized state. You may have already encompassed, for me to be stable, I need to be reserving at least $5,000 to $10,000 a year for mentoring and coaching, which, by the way, is inexpensive. Everybody. Just so you have an anchor, just so you have an expectation, $10,000 a year for coaching and mentoring is less than $1,000 a month, which is less than most degrees first year. All degrees first year, actually. Even if you went to a community college and did general electives, you would pay more than $10,000. Maybe you wouldn't pay more than $10,000 a year. I'm lying. you pay a little less, but it's not specialized. It's more general, and you won't be able to do much for it. So right now, for those of you who are seeing some profits and you're able to, you know, cover your technology, some freelancers, all of that, start to factor in, start reserving about $1,000 a month for coaching and or mentoring. That's a safe estimate. Okay. Systematic selling. This is what's going to take you to the next level, is selling in a systematic way that scales, right? When you're starting, you're focused on lead generation, scalable lead gen. And then you're nurturing those manually, you know, you're with some help, and then you're closing. You might be closing on over the phone or just driving them to a simple checkout page, and you're seeing that it's working. You're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm making money here. Right. So now when I say technology, now is the time to not focus on free. OK, because you can't get to the next level focusing on free tools. Right. So systematic selling is going to require other tools to be introduced. OK, that's why I said team and technology is the key here. And then attending conferences and networking. You've got a little extra cash now. Go to that conference, network, rub shoulders. Right. What you shouldn't be focusing on is everything I mentioned, everything I mentioned at the startup stage, except pricing. Now pricing does become a thing. Right. You need to get this down. A funnel. I did not say funnels, not plural. You need what I call a profit pathway. One path, one journey to turn a question mark into a customer. That's it. Shouldn't focus on anything beyond that. Now you're entertaining done for you or done with you solutions. Entertaining, not committing. They're on your radar. And now you also should probably be looking at a website if you're looking at content marketing as a means of lead generation. You're most definitely going to need a website. Some people can go with a landing page, you know, or a 3-page website, even at the stabilized stage. So still try to keep your website needs minimal, you know, but what you should not, other things that you should not be focusing on or trying to do too much too soon, is multiple product offerings. You just reached stability. Why are you trying to add more products? And most people fall under this. They fall victim to this because they think more products, more sales. No. More products, more marketing, more testing, more optimizing before you get to a sale. So you spread yourself thin, more audiences. You better not. Listen, this stuff. Whew. Let me breathe. Woosah. Let me just breathe this one out. Why you have profitable marketing to an audience? Why are you not going deeper with that audience? Why all of a sudden you're trying to expand out to other audiences? What are you? You just reached stability. Can you have the focus and the wherewithal to just keep working what's working? Okay. As simple as that sound, a lot of people struggle with working what's working. All right. You want to stay away from partnerships because at the stabilized state, you're starting to get some awareness in the marketplace. So people are probably reaching out to you now, and you want to stay away from partnerships that can dilute your brand identity because you're still building it. Okay. And again, free tools. If you are making money in your business, why are you not paying for those tools? You're not going to be you can't make a fortune with free tools. You just can't. Stop it. I get it. MailChimp was free, easy to get started. Guess what? It's time to upgrade. Just is what it is. Wherever you started out with free, good job for you. You did it to get to stabilize. Now it's time to really, again, tech mating. It's really time to match the right technology with your profitable processes so they can be executed more efficiently. And here's things that you need to be thinking about when you start making money. Your legal team. Okay, I saved that. Now, any of you that know me know I didn't do this, but I highly recommend getting some attorney conversations and and relationships established early. Early as possible. But now that you're making money, think about it. Start asking around. You'll need it. Trust me, you will need it. Your money team, accounting, bookkeeper, CPA, people to manage your money since you're making it. Better not. You better not be managing your money looking at your bank account alone. Stop it. Your revenue breakdown. These are things you need to be thinking about. Active versus passive. If it's all active, I'd be concerned. Where? How do you move to some of that passive recurring income? Right? So this is really active versus recurring. Right? Are you stuck in one-time product selling? It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to reach the next level, which is scale. It really is. You need to be thinking about what you enjoy and what sucks the life out of you, because these are going to be indicators of who you need to be looking for in terms of freelancing and taking that off of your table, off of your plate. Right. Paid advertising. Now, yeah, let's start to think about that. What does that look like? Now, right when I said that, I had a savvy marketer say, Chris, we start with paid advertising. We put up a landing page, an offer, and we drive massive traffic to it to see if it sticks. I know you do, experienced marketer. I know you do. But the average population is not you. And what they'll do is they'll have a false expectation of what those ads are going to do, because to make ads effective, you need to have your messaging dialed in. You need to have your segmentation, because your segmentation maps to your targeting so that you're targeting the right people and have the path prepared for them. When you reach the right people with the right offer and they take action, it's a whole lot that goes into making getting a profitable advertising campaign. So yeah, experienced marketer, I know you know all of that stuff, and I know you do it just second nature, but they don't, you know, and that's why I'm saying this. Now you can start focusing on paid advertising, because you got something. You have something that's resonating. Okay. So you may need, that may be the one-time expert. You hire that Facebook ads person to really help you clarify your messaging and see, you know, start testing out some targeting. Okay. Project management software. You know, the project management software that you use is relative to the team that you choose. Okay. So if you choose a team of one, it don't matter what you use. You could pretty much use whatever you understand, because it only needs you, which again, I highly do not recommend. But when you start including a team, you need that central place to manage all of the projects and tasks. All right. So that's at the stabilize, and doing all of those things will get you to scale. All right. It will get you to scale. And here is the third level, is where your business is profitable cash flow to use for scaling your operations. This is the level where you exit from working in your business, not immediately, but, you know, as you're scaling, you're doing less. Right. Product market fit now should be unquestionable, and messaging should be crystal clear. Any hiccup there is going to resonate. Like, any loss will get bigger. Okay. And you should be focusing on operations beyond sales and marketing. Up until this point, everything that I've been telling you has been marketing and sales focus, because you need to validate it, right? You need to validate your idea with revenue. If you can generate monies, then you're good. And again, I get it. There are certain cases where you could just build an audience, and building an audience is enough for your industry. Right. I understand crowdfunding. I understand that there's different means of proving a business model. I'm just giving you the one that I've seen most consistent. So when you're scaling, you're focused on operations besides sales and marketing. Think HR, legal, accounting, fulfillment, etc. Right. And now in scale, you're getting maximum exposure. Now it is time to get the legal infrastructure in place, trademarks, copyrights, patents, because you probably started to see a little bit of it at stabilized. But when you're scaling, people start using your language, then maybe they're using your graphics. Maybe they are stealing your name, logo, things of that nature, because you're scaling your identity, which brings me to what else you need to be focusing on is a full brand identity. Do not go cheap on your brand. Okay. I know tons of brand experts, and they're all worth what they charge. And guess what? None of them is charging you $1,000. You're going to pay thousands of dollars, and they're worth it. Okay. You need to be thinking about hiring. What does full-time, part-time, and one-time look like for you? Is it remote? Is it in office? Is it local? Is it scale? It's time to focus on that. You were thinking about it prior, but your focus is this. Having all the day-to-day execution in a project management tool. You have to have it to scale. You have to. There's no way around it. Okay. Strategic partnerships. Growth through strategic partnerships is key. Paid traffic generation. You're focusing on that. Right? Complementary product creation. But you have to be careful here. I say complementary because it's not far off from your main product offering, because you don't want to create another line of business until you have fully scaled this line. So if there's a product that is complementary that you can create and it doesn't stretch your focus, then yeah, but do it carefully. You need to be establishing an advisory board. This goes into my previous podcast when I was talking about community, right? You need to have those people that know your business. They know your model and can help you, right? Upgrading your software for team operations. This is one that I had not seen coming, but every tool is cheap when it's just you using it. But now when you start to have multiple users, you start seeing it's like multiplied by the amount of users, right? So even Slack is like $5, $6 per month per user. You're like, oh, when it was just me, it was six. Now it's five of us. It's 30. These could have big impacts on your operating budget. So be mindful of that. Upgrading your software to the team version. All right. Systematic fulfillment. We were talking about systematic sales and stabilizing, but it's the systematic fulfillment that helps us scale and keep scaling. How we deliver that product in a systematic way. And then recurring revenue. That's your focus. So if you focus on any of these things early, you're setting yourself up for failure. Okay. This is a guide. This is a guide to help you stay within the lines. All right. You don't need to be focusing on while you're scaling multiple products. You do not need to be focused on multiple products. Again, one product line, complementary products, maybe, definitely not multiple. Starting another business. Are you serious? I'm about to punch this microphone. You started, you stabilize, and you're scaling. How? How are you focusing on another business? Are you serious? Let me tell you this here. You can focus on another business when you've generated $1 million in revenue in that one product line. How about that? Can we make that deal? Because some of you inventors and you know, you forward thinkers out there, you've got so many ideas and keeping you down to one is practically impossible. So I get it. But just know it comes unless you're building an entirely separate team for that business. And even then, I don't recommend it. You shouldn't be focusing on doing it yourself for scale. People, individuals don't scale. They don't. They do not scale well. Get out of it. Going wide on your target audience. Stop it. You need to be going deeper, not wider. And then you shouldn't be focusing on one-off sales. You're done with that. Okay. It's time to move on. Okay. So I could go on for hours. I really could talking about all the considerations, but hopefully this at least gives you a good idea. Okay. So many of you listening have gone through these steps, not necessarily in the structured order that I gave, but you can attest to the frustration of skipping some of those steps and focusing on the wrong thing at the wrong time. Right. So I know, again, business is dynamic. Nothing is perfect and will be followed perfectly or to the T, but at least now you have a framework to help you start to identify if you're getting ahead of yourself. And the goal will be that you will have your own start, stabilize, and scale rules, right? To help guide you. But you should always be focusing on keeping the main thing at the level that you're at, so you can move to the next level with minimal time required. All right. So who needed to hear this? I went a little longer on this episode, but I felt like it was necessary. You guys, you all, I did. I really felt like it was necessary. Who needed to hear that? Who is that person that's constantly getting ahead of themselves? That big dreamer, right? It's really those dreamers. It's like, man, we could do this. And it's like, well, wait a minute. What is it called? Do we even have a name? I don't know what the name is, but it's this. You know, they just always see 10 steps ahead. Who is that person? Especially if they're technical, they won't have a long career. Send this episode to them to help them understand order. For technical professionals, order is everything. Okay. You cannot risk. You cannot risk operating out of order when you're entrusted digitizing somebody's business processes. All right. So if you found this episode useful today, or valuable, I should say, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review. And if this is your first time, now is your time to subscribe. You've heard the entire episode. All right. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. I liken it to giving digital marketers a superhero cape, a superhero automation cape. Right. That's what I look at an automation service provider as, is a superhero digital marketer. Right. Because digital marketing is not the practice of automated marketing. And a lot of times it doesn't even encompass it. And small businesses are in dire need of marketers with that ability, the ability to learn technology, the ability of tech mating. OK, matching the right technology with their profitable processes and doing it in a systematic way for rapid growth. So if that's you, if everything that I just mentioned, it got you going, go to automationbridge.com/ASP to take the next steps and talk to somebody on the Automation Bridge team, on my team, to assess if you'd be a good fit for the community that we've built full of automation service providers, digital marketers, digital marketing professional turned automation service providers that you can collaborate with, grow with, connect with. It's a great community. And the time is now. Need has never been greater. And quite frankly, I've been seeing it and serving it with my own hands. And I want you to be a part of this, doing it the right way. All right. So all of the show notes and podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can also subscribe there and listen to all other episodes at your leisure. Okay. So until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.